Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Eric Weiner from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, and to begin, he discussed a 57-year-old patient from his practice.
So this is a 57-year-old woman who presented with de novo metastatic ER-positive disease to breast and bone in 2014. She initially participated in the randomized trial of letrozole with and without ribo and had essentially no side effects other than those one would expect with letrozole. And I must tell you, I assumed, but I don't know for a fact, that she received the placebo. She had an initial response followed by stable disease for a number of months, but a little more than a year later, she developed disease progression. And at that point, thinking that she had not had a CDK4/6 inhibitor, and with the availability of palbociclib, she went on to receive fulvestrant and palbociclib, had a response in her breast, stable disease in her bone, and was on therapy for just under 2 years, for 22 months.
Could I just ask you, it seems like it would have been nice to know whether she got the ribo or not. I didn't think that trials prevent you from learning that.
So the trials do really prevent you from learning that. You can unblind if there's a medical emergency. But in this case, there was no emergency. I had the ability to give her palbo, and in truth, I was really pretty convinced that she had not received anything other than a placebo. Her blood counts never budged. She had absolutely no other side effects, and so I was reasonably confident.